best interviews and sports talk in your midday from the 2015 Utah Sportscaster of the Year. It doesn't get any better. It's the Bill Riley Show, presented by Shields on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
Hey, just a quick reminder for you, and thanks again to the guys from Uinta Brewing Company for coming in and doing beers with Bill today. Mountain America Credit Union and ESPN 700 want you to double your sum of fun by doubling up your paycheck. Visit ESPN700sports.com to enter for a chance to win. Brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Rewards Credit Card with double points through July 31st. Visit MACU.com for details. Monday afternoon, I'll be down in Alpine at Alpine Country Club for a little golf tournament. Now, I'm not going to get a chance to play, sadly, because the tournament's going on during my show, but I'm going to do the show down there, and then I'm going to MC the awards luncheon with my buddy Wes Ruff afterwards. Our friend Zane Beatles, who when we last talked to him was being placed into the Hall of Fame down at Hillcrest High School. He's now a San Francisco 49er, and he's holding his annual charity golf tournament to raise funds for his foundation on Monday, and he joins us right now. How are you, Zane?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I am great. Are you out in the Bay Area, or are you in Salt Lake? Where are you at?
I'm actually down in Orange County, Southern California. This is where I stay in the off season. I have a trainer down here, and with the little break we have here before training camp, I get back down here and do a little bit of training, make sure my body's right for when training camp rolls around.
Well, you got to get it all right for San Francisco, so let's talk a little bit about it. You move coast. You leave Jacksonville in the area where I lived. You and I lived in that same neighborhood at Jacks Beach for a while, and now you're going to the West Coast to San Francisco. Walk us through the process and how this all came down.
Yeah, it was kind of a crazy offseason. You know, I had 3 years left on my deal in Jacksonville. All my guaranteed money was gone, and there was no cap hit for the Jags. And, you know, they have a couple good young guards that they drafted in the last couple years that I think can be pretty good players. And, you know, so they parted ways with me and let me go, which was definitely a surprise. But, you know, I think it's going to end up being a good thing. San Francisco is a great area to live. It's a great organization, first class. And, you know, I think it's really going to be a good fit for me. So, definitely turn in a little bit of a negative into a positive.
It's interesting. You're leaving a team that was kind of rebuilding on the rise in Jacksonville and coming to another team that's rebuilding a little bit again, and you've got a new head coach. So what kind of interaction, if any, have you had with Chip Kelly so far?
I've had a good amount. You know, when I went out there to sign and do all my physical and everything, I sat down with him for about a half an hour, and I just talked shop with him, and, you know, I really like Chip and seeing his coaching style throughout the summer and putting in the offensive system and everything. I really do like him, and, you know, I heard good things from people that have coached with him in the past before I signed out there, and it's definitely come true from what I've seen. And, you know, like I said, I'm just really excited. I've had a great offseason. I think we've had a good offseason as a team. You know, we definitely have some good talent on the roster. It's just a matter of it all coming together. So that's what we'll be working for in training camp.
And you'll be lined up with another former U. Drez Anderson is out there trying to make his way just a little bit on that team too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Drez is out there, and I know he had a little bit of a rough last year and a half or so with the knee injury and stuff, but talking to him and seeing him running around, he looks healthy, he looks good, and I think he's excited to be healthy, get out there and show what he can do.
Talking to Zane Beatles here on the Bill Riley Show this afternoon. Zane out in California training. He'll be playing in California as well. So what should we know about this Niner team? You know, a lot of the stuff that you read in the headlines on the outside may not be necessarily true on the inside. There's a lot of scuttlebutt about Colin Kaepernick. I'm sure you've at least had some interactions with him, at least a little. You'll get to know him more in training camp. What do we need to know about Kaepernick right now, Zane?
You know, I think he's getting healthy. That's the biggest thing. I think he had three off seasons, if my memory serves me right, or three surgeries this off season. And, you know, so that's tough to come back from. He hasn't been able to really take any team reps yet in OTAs, but, you know, that will come around during training camp time. And, you know, I think it's going to be a good battle. Blaine Gabbert had a great off season, and I really like how he carries himself and how he plays the game, and I think a lot of people are high on him in San Francisco. So, you know, a lot of people I think in the country and around are not looking at that battle as closely as they probably should be.
Did you follow the Niners here in Salt Lake City growing up at all? Were you at all a Niners fan?
I wasn't a Niners fan, but you know, obviously being in Salt Lake, you either have the Broncos or the Niners to be able to follow, and so you know, I definitely did by default follow them a little bit.
Talking to Zane Beadles here on ESPN 700. You got your golf tournament coming up on Monday. I'm excited to be out there and help you out with that. Give folks an idea. This will be the second year you've done the golf tournament here in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, this is the second annual Zane Beadles Parade Foundation Golf Classic. Last year was a great first way to kick off the event, and we had a great time. And, you know, the big thing for me is I just want it to be somewhere that people look forward to coming out every single year, having a good time, playing some good golf, and being around some good people. And, you know, it sounds like that's kind of what we're going to have again this year. Alpine's a beautiful course, and it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Who are some of the guys that that you've got, some maybe former teammates and things that you have coming into play?
Yeah, I got a few former teammates of mine. Tober Salinga's coming out after he has his he's got a little camp going on this weekend also that I'm going to be helping him out with. Got some former teammates from the Sugar Bowl year. Paul Kruger's coming out to play. Got some former coaches, John Pease, Dennis Erickson's coming out to play. Danny Brains, Craig Bowlerjack, you know, some good local celebrities that have some ties around there in Salt Lake City will be coming out and having a good time.
Sounds like a good crew. If you guys want to help out, there's certainly information. We'll give you the website coming up in just a few minutes here with Zane. Your alma mater, actually, for the first time in some time, has some preseason expectations about him, Zane. And now that you're on this side of the country, you're probably going to get to see your alma mater, Utah, play a little bit more this year. You were part of some great teams, but now they're in the Pac-12 conference. And there's some out there that believe that Utah is a dark horse to win the conference and a favorite to win the South.
Yeah, you know, it's great to hear. Coach Wood has done a great job with the transition and I mean, really just with the program since he's been there his entire career. And it's exciting for me, especially being back out here on the West Coast. I'll hopefully be able to catch a few more games. You know, that Pac-12 network doesn't reach all the way out to Jacksonville very easily. So that'll be very good. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, they'll be fun. And we actually come out to the Bay Area. We play at Cal this fall. So the football team, the broadcast team, will be out at Cal this fall. So maybe on that Saturday afternoon, if you guys are home that weekend, you can come across the Bay to Berkeley and see the Utes play.
Absolutely. I'll keep my fingers crossed that those dates line up, that we'll be at home.
What should people know about your foundation, Zane? What should people know about the work that you do with your foundation?
So the mission of my foundation is to support the journey of young people through life-changing medical experiences. We've done mostly pediatric cancer since I started it. It's been close to 3 years ago now. One piece of things we do is we try to give kids a little bit of normalcy in their lives while they're going through treatment. You know, they're in the hospital sometimes 10, 12, 14 hours a day getting treatments and don't really have an opportunity to just be a kid. So we try to give them opportunities, whether it's, you know, going to baseball games, having surf lessons, going on a fishing trip, things of that sort, to where they can you know, just be a kid for a few hours. And then our long-term goal is to build safe, clean housing facilities around the country. And that's a little bit why for the golf tournament, we team up with the Ronald McDonald House. They have some safe, clean suites for kids that are immune compromised while they're going through treatment to be able to stay there. And, so, you know, it aligns with our mission very nicely.
Well, I can tell you, because I drive by it every single day on my way to work and on my way home, the Ronald McDonald House here in Salt Lake City is beautiful. I mean, they've added on. It's relatively new. It's just absolutely terrific. Zane's foundation in 2 years has raised more than $250,000. They've implemented 2,000 greatest gift programs, and they've helped more than 3,500 families with their work. If you're interested in either the golf tournament on Monday, if you've got a Monday off, or anything else, even if you want to make a donation to help Zane's foundation out, it's www.zanesparade.org. That's www.zanesparade.org. You may be the wrong guy to ask, but are there any spots left to open left on Monday?
I don't believe there's any open, but we do have a waiting list. So if things fall through, we've got some people that are hopefully waiting to fill those spots. But they filled up pretty quick this year. We've got 33 foursomes coming out. So it's going to be a packed house.
That's great, and that's just terrific. But if you want information about the tournament, get on that waiting list or whatever. Just go to the website, zanesparade.org. That's zanesparade.org. You excited about moving west?
I am. I'm very excited. You know, been out there for a couple months now in the Bay Area and got settled in. And, you know, it's good to be close to family again, good to be back on the West Coast. And like I said, it just feels right to me. So I'm very excited for this fall.
Hey, Zane, congratulations on all of it. I'll look forward to seeing you over on Monday out there when we do the show. We'll chat again on Monday. But thanks for coming on today. Travel safe, and I'll see you on Monday.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you, Zane. Zane Beadle's with us here on the Bill Riley Show today. That's zanesparade.org.